Hey y'all, it's your girl P Dizzle from the SWAT, aka the Magnificent, aka the original 6'2 click, but you can call me Coop. Now y'all, I know y'all surprised that I done popped up again so recently and so quickly, but like I said, I am trying to do better. So be shocked, but listen, okay, because we got some things to talk about today. We got some things to talk about, y'all. Now, first and foremost, I had to put my little two cents in on this Derrick Jackson thing. Now, y'all know I had something to say about this and this bunny and this lady with no bra on. Now, my good sis was out here. Not only did she get cheated on, but my good sis was sitting on this couch like she had somebody had their hand up her ass, basically. Okay? And I don't know about y'all, but it's some weirdness going on. Because she didn't look like she was too eager to be there. But what was coming out of her mouth was not being represented in her mannerism. First of all, my good sister had no bra on, so you know she didn't feel like being over there. Okay. Now, it wasn't a bonnet. Now, it was not a bonnet that she had on, y'all. That was a beanie that she had on, because 9 out of 10, what was under her head, she probably had those little slavery plaits. Y'all know all my natural sisters out there. Woo-woo. Y'all know what slavery plaits are. Okay. And, excuse me. But yeah, she had probably had her little slavery plaits on under there. Probably about to do an amazing braid out, but she was waiting on it, or a twist out, but she was waiting on that release moment. And he caught her off guard and was like, hey, wake up. Come here, we gotta do this video because they coming for me, and we gotta look like a united front before my brand goes down the toilet. Yeah. Now my question is, I feel like I've just been doing this all wrong. I've been doing this process of dating and marriage all wrong. Because it's like, I honestly don't feel like it was that. Just by her mannerisms and the way that she was looking and all of that, I honestly feel like this ain't this dude first time doing this, and or he might be even abusive. Now y'all, listen to this video and let me know how you feel, because I really want y'all to respond and let me know how y'all feel. Okay, I am going to place this link online on my page, and I want you to come back and let me know if you feel like she's been abused, because I totally feel like she might be a battered woman. And I had this conversation with my cousin, and I'm like, dude looks slightly controlling. Okay, dude looking real weird out here in these streets. That's all I'm saying. And if you've ever been in a domestic violence relationship, and I have, definitely I have, yeah, you can recognize the signs. Excuse me, guys. But you can definitely recognize the signs. Okay, so yeah, weird. I have to say my piece on that. Y'all let me know how y'all feel about that, because baby, I was taken aback. I was taken aback. Like, not Mr. Fairy Tale. You know, like, that's just like Russell Williams coming out and saying, you know, I got another baby mama out here on Sierra. For some people. And I'm glad I didn't follow him like that. I'm honestly glad that I wasn't a follower, because I don't know how I would feel to honestly feel that, you know. Yeah. I wouldn't know how to feel if that was somebody I was actually genuinely following, because I feel like I would be extremely crushed and disappointed at the end of the day, okay? Because you want somebody that you can look up to, and the fact that we didn't even know this man was married at all, because I've seen a couple of his, like, videos, just, like, crossing by, though. I've seen some of his videos, but I've never just watched them, and I've never followed him either. So yeah, that's super weird. But I'm not dealing with it, y'all. I'm not dealing with it. I'm not riding with it. At a certain point, a certain level of accountability needs to be had, and dude is just weird.
he's weird about it. He's super weird about it. And it's just like, I'm pretty sure there are people out there counting on him to be who he said he was. And he just let a whole lot of people down. And you can tell he let a lot of people down by the reaction. There's a mass of disappointment going on because of what this guy has done. And he's broken not only his wife's heart, but he's broken a lot of people's heart. Because he's spoon-fed a lot of people just false hope. You know, that moment that, you know, all things are going to be okay and there are good men out there. And when I see one, I'll let y'all know. I'm not saying there's not one, but I said when I see one, I'll let y'all know. And yeah. So that sucks. And hugs out for those people who glorified him and actually was a follower. I know you're going through a lot right now because dude is shady and his wife looks like a better woman. So, yeah. But anywho, switching gears. Back to my own dating life, y'all. Now listen. Okay. I got something to tell you and I don't want to be judged for it. But I have something to tell you. Okay. High key, I'm a fuckboy. I am. High key, I am. And and when I say fuckboy, to a certain extent, I ain't shit. And, you know, I don't want to be this way. But if I was raised with hugs and kisses, I'll be giving out hugs and kisses. You know, you know what I mean? So, anyway. But yeah, confession time, y'all. I ain't shit either. I most definitely am not. Me and Derrick Jackson, we're not the same, but we belong on the same island of, you know, those type of people. And let me tell y'all why, okay? Now, we've all dated, you know, and met different people. And, you know, the whole point of dating is to meet new people, right? And the whole point of dating is to, you know, have all these experiences with these new people and to see where it's going to go type of thing. Excuse me, guys. But listen up. I have been dragging along I don't want to call it a relationship, but I have been dragging on a toxic entanglement for, I want to say, 7 years. Yes, 7 years, if not a little bit longer than that. And when I first met this guy, when I seen him in person, when I first met him almost 8 years ago, I knew I did not like him physically. I knew he was not the guy for me physically. But, you know, I still tried to date him. He was actually fairly, you know, good in the sack. I can't say he wasn't. and that's how it lasted as long as it did, you know, because I had that, you know, type of connection. So I was just like, you know, you satisfy me in this way, so I'm telling you, good sex will make you really, don't let good sex make you settle, okay? And that's what happened. Good sex was like, you know what, we can figure this out. I got it, you know, let's work it out. Let's work it out. We can figure something out, you know, we can figure something out. Come here. Let's figure this out, you know, So that's basically what happened. Like, I just, you know, kept him around knowing that he was not the guy for me, but thinking that, you know, if he were to become the guy for me, then, you know, all of this would be worth it. And this is something that us females have a problem with. We have a problem with falling in love with somebody's potential. We have a problem with seeing somebody and saying, hey, if you would just fix this, this, and this, then you will be okay. So I'm going to stick around in hopes that you would fix this, this, and this. Them people never signed up to fix anything. And those expectations that you see for that person, they probably don't even see for themselves. You might see capabilities in somebody that they don't see in themselves, and that is where it goes wrong every single time. Stop falling in love with what you feel like somebody can become and just, are you riding with the person in front of you or you're not? And that's real hard. That's real hard. And that's what I've been dealing with this guy. It's just like now it's so far gone, y'all, that I don't have the heart to tell this man that I do not like him like that. Like, I have fallen in love with him, but I'm not in love. I love him. I love him. I love him. I do. I love this guy. He's so sweet. But I am not in love with him. And I wish I was, because it's like, I know for a fact that you're a cool guy. And I do like you. I like you a lot. But it's just, how long am I going to have to wait for you to be the guy who I want you to be? Because I've been waiting. I waited. I'm still waiting. And as I wait, I date other people. I date other people. This guy is basically my security blanket. And that's so fucked up, but I know he's gonna be there. I can say or do whatever guy, he can listen to this. I didn't leave listeners. And if he wanna share it, he can share it. But anyway, but yeah. He's been just the person who I know is going to be there. And I had another one like that I had to let go. Y'all, I've been writing goodbye fuckboy letters for almost a year now. And it's really, really bad because I had a lot of backup plan guys. Guys who I knew they weren't necessarily what I wanted, but I knew I could be content if they would just fix a couple of things about themselves. You know, just that I know, the sex is pretty okay. You know, you do have a job, you have a car. For the most part, you're financially stable. You might have a kid. You might have a kid. But for the most part, you're something that I could settle for. I had a bunch of people who I had in my roster who I felt like I could settle for. And I know I'm not the only one, so don't be trying to judge me. Okay. We all have that roster of people. Well, I don't know if we all do. But some of us, have options, okay? And when you have options, you tend to have a roster of people you can fall back on. People who you know that's going to be there if you were to ever just want to settle for somebody. And I had a whole roster. And now I'm down to the last one. And this one is a biggie, okay? Because if I let this particular heavy hitter go on my roster, I'm really going to have to face the reality of whatever situation that I'm in. So whoever I'm dating at that time, I'm going to really have to, take my time and do it right and all of these things. And you want to know why it didn't work out with this person? Let me tell y'all why. Okay, get your teacups. Okay, get your teacups. Now, like I said, I've been knowing this person for 7 years, okay, going on 8, okay? And it's just like, I don't know how many times we only been on one date in 8 years. 7 years going on 8. We've only been on one date and I paid for it. The rest of the time that we were together, or we were ever together, we do what these raggedy dudes out here do, and they come over your house, and I'm not trying to man bash, if you're not a raggedy dude, you're not a raggedy dude, right? But I'm talking about the raggedy ones, so they do like they do. And they come over your house and they suck up all of your good air and they watch your good TV through the electricity that you have to go to work for and work very, very hard to pay for. Then they come and they sit on your couch and they might bring, some extracurricular activities for you guys to do and enjoy while you, watch TV or whatever have you. The same old BS.
let's chill. Can I just come over and chill? Niggas will, Lord, okay, excuse my language. I didn't mean to say the N-word. But y'all, these dudes out here will chill you until you frozen. Like, I'm not even playing. Like, they will chill the hell out of something until you are frostbitten out here in these streets. They would chill you to death. And I'm like, dude, I don't want to chill. Can we just go for a ride? I don't want you to come over my house. I don't want you to come in my house. I want to get out of the house. That's the whole point of me wanting to be around you. That's the whole point of me wanting some fresh energy. It's so that, hello, I can get the hell out of the house. I can spend time in my own house by myself. I don't need help spending time in my own house. So that was the problem. We never did anything. That is the problem. Okay? So then it's just like, I can't come to your house because you say that you're doing remodeling. Okay, well, I don't want you coming to my house. So where do we go from there? It's been the same conversation. I want a date. I want a date. Take me somewhere. We ain't even got to do. Let's just go ride the Galveston. I'll put gas in the tank. I will put gas in the tank, she says. Let's just go for a ride. Let's just go for a picnic. I'll buy the food and put the gas in the tank. Just drive. Just drive. Yeah. So then it comes to a point where you gotta let this person go because you just know it will never be anything besides what it is, which is nothing. Which is nothing. And this is the hardest thing y'all I've ever had to freaking do. It's to let my security, it has nothing to do with anything but me being fearful of me being alone because I can't find somebody. But like I said, my last podcast, fear does not belong where I'm going. Fear does not belong where I'm going, man. It just don't. And that's in every aspect of my life. I can't just use that as one way to flow in one area of my life and then don't do it in the other areas. Fear does not belong here anymore. So y'all, how do you let a crutch go? How do you let a crutch go? I'm about to find out because this is about to be a toughie. And I'm going to give y'all an update if I really do it or not. I'm going to give y'all an update. I'm going to let y'all know. But like I said, I'm going to post this here podcast on Facebook. And I want y'all to listen and let me know. How do you get rid of that one person who, if they could just get it right, you would actually be able to settle for them? This is about to be the hardest thing I've ever had to do because I'm about to be free without a safety net. I've never dated without somebody in immediate backup. I've never dated without an immediate backup plan. So that's even throughout my relationships that I've had. Yeah, these men, the one that I let go, and then this one has survived all of those relationships. I could break up with somebody and be able to call them the next day type of thing. And I could have them over my house and in my space the next day type of thing. So I never had to really indulge in the feeling of being alone, you know? I never had to really, you know, feel like I'm alone or that I'm not gonna have somebody because I always had somebody. So this is about to be deep. This is about to be crazy. But this is a part of growing. This is a part of, do you believe or do you not? And I believe. I believe there's somebody out there for me. Where he at? I don't know. Trying my patience. That's what he doing. He's over there trying my patience is where he's at. Y'all excuse my background if you can hear that dog being weird. But on that note, that is all, y'all. And I'll make sure, like I said, to update a little bit more. I'm going to start posting a lot more because I should. And like I said, I want y'all in my bee's knees. Well, until next time. Later.